You are listening to BensTorah.com.
To go over the whole Perek in Rambam. Oisiv is Menotamun, the whole Perek. Rambam and this Perek. Yeah. You know, Pilpul, this is good Chazara, this is good, you know. We'll get through all the sugyas in the Perek Oisiv Benai. Few ha'aris, obviously, you know, some ha'aris on it. Perek Yud Beis, Hilchashchit, the Perek Yud Beis. So I brought extra Rambams for Shteitzach. You know, I put on the text. But I brought extras. And there always some people, hi, Tzvi. I heard the bad news, you're going away for 2 weeks. You leave me high and dry. And a victory. You're going away on a victory. Yeah, I know, you do it for Shalom Bayis. Look, that's...
Everything I do is for Shalom Bayis.
That's it. That's why we're all Baruch Hashem still married.
I want to make it to 52.
I got 51 and three quarters. 52. March 19th will be
52.
It's 2 years married.
Kidding.
He's not so much ahead.
He's 2 years older than me. That's right.
In a year or two, he'll catch up. Your
brother
will catch up to you.
Thank you for the bracha. Rav Shach. Rav Shach writes, my wife used to hang you up in the refrigerator. Kol yom my vitarti. My whole life was mavater. Va'af pam lo hifsadati. Quote of Rav Shach. So I said, my wife rang up in the refrigerator to remind me to be mavater. You know? So, many years I used to see that hanging on the refrigerator. Kol yom my vitarti. So Rav Shach.
Lo hifsadati. That's the important part.
David, two nights in a row, we get together.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry I didn't come over. I didn't know how the other person was. I mean, if it was just you and your wife, I would come over.
My daughter, my oldest daughter, well, she was leaving last night. So we took her out.
Oh, I didn't know. I apologize. No, my wife didn't apologize.
I was at her wedding, I think. I was at one of your daughter's wedding.
No, not my oldest. You didn't know me then. My oldest daughter, she's a grandmother already.
She came in just for a while.
She came in for our anniversary.
Why?
You didn't see happy anniversary in the...
Where
Rambam's was over there.
Good. So where was the Rebbe for the weekend?
In Seagate.
Seagate?
The house in Seagate.
Oh, you went, everybody got together?
The whole family. But we rented a big, giant house.
Rent out a Seagate a house?
A big house. Okay. 14 bedrooms.
Wow.
Whose house? Over 40 beds.
No, I grew up in Seagate.
You grew up in Seagate. It used to be the Kumpeturin house.
Oh, Zicherman.
It doesn't exist anymore?
That's Zicherman.
That's the house we were at.
I used to get the Kumpeturin
house. There's a big sign in the front, no children allowed inside.
Right.
That's
Zicherman.
My Kumpeturin mother's there. My sister was there about a quarter of a century ago with her youngest daughter. When she had number 10, they sent her to the Kumpeturin house. Today it's not fancy enough for today's vibe.
So what's it now? They just rent it out.
They rent it out for weekends. People come there with their families. It's Balabatish, you know, it's old.
To the ocean, right?
It's a block off. It's not on the ocean.
I had my Sheva.
So I daven Shach Mincha by MBD.
Oh,
MBD.
He doesn't talk on Shabbos.
I know.
He has a shul in his basement.
Yeah. Wow. So I daven. I heard there's no talking. I said, this is the shul I like.
No talking.
No talk.
And he doesn't talk.
That's right. No talk. No one talks in davening, and he doesn't talk the whole Shabbos.
Whole
Shabbos. I had a long conversation with him. Then after a while, I realized that I'm the only one talking.
It was a one-way conversation.
That's it. You know, I'm such a yenta. Hello, Yitzchak. Perek Yud Beis HaShchita. Do the Perek. L'chazer the Perek in Rambam. A few hours, of course. But I figured, you know, just it's time another pilpul to do, you know, this will get through the Perek. Perek Yud Beis. It's Oseh Vespano. Hachashita. Hashoichet Oseh Vespano B'yayim Echad. If you shecht Oseh Vespano, Rambam calls it Oseh Vespano, we pass Gilin Chai by the mother. Oseh Vespano.
Did we have a source why two people...
could be two different people.
Right,
yeah.
It could be two different portions.
Yeah.
Where was the source for that?
There was a pasuk, right? There was a source. Doesn't have to be the same.
It says lo sishchatu. It's lashon rabbin that teaches us the fact that two people.
I'll show you. Oseh Vespano. Biyom echad. Habasa muta b'achila. You're allowed to eat the meat. It doesn't answer the meat. Vashoychet aloike, and the one who shechs it gets malchus. Shenemar oisivis, but no, this chashlo sishchatu biyom echad. Now, Rambam says that something that's a little bit obvious, Ayasi, v'inoloke la'shchita sa'achra. First one's not an aveira. I mean, I would say, what's the chiddush of this? The chiddush is this, you knew you were going to shech both. You had a kavana. When you shechted the first one, if not, it's ridiculous.
How is it also?
Yeah, there's no issue the first one. But the point is, this guy planned to shech both.
But it's still asur ha'safek, no?
No, the first one is mutta. You plan. It's like I'm planning to do an aveir.
Asur ha'safek, if you would. If you don't have to give him malchus.
Yeah, it would be asur ha'safek, you mean.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to talk about asur ha'safek. We're going to have a shvera Magid Mishnah, the same one that we had a shvera Rashi recently, a few days ago. We'll see. Let's go on. Because it says ain't a loka, she is achron. He should say it's only usr. Ain't a loika. He should say that Isser is the second one. L'chor obvious. The fikach. Emshachar echad mishneim. Here's the two people. Emshachar echad mishneim. Uvachavu shachas hasheni. You know, we already learned. Mother, child, mother. Doesn't matter which order. Chaveir aloike. So the second guy gets malchus because the aveir is for the second shchita. Doesn't matter if he did the first shchita. It's not part of the aveir. Isos is no noig b'chol makom, like the first Mishnah. It's noig all over. V'chol zman, any time. It's base of mikdash. No base of mikdash. Any place. B'chol mikdash, like the first Mishnah. Bein mikdash not acholim, whether it's mikdashim that you can eat like a chatas. Bein mikdashim shenachom, like an oila.
Achilles mizbech.
Oh, so you have to say that's called a shchita because Achilles mizbech, even though we hold shchita shena ruya, shma shchita. We don't pass like Rab Shimon. As somebody mentioned in the daf, Rab Shimon creates so many problems, big sugyas. We don't paskin like him. We paskin shita shen ruya shma shchita.
What's that surah that you give to the second one? I want you to know that the first guy, that's how you didn't know.
You tell him, you know, the mother was shechted that day, and if you shech this one, you're going to get malchus. You warn him. Shein enachal mefikach. Harishin shechet ba'azara. So the first one, shechet ba'azara. You shecht the carbon bazar, like all the cases of the Mishnah. Vasheni b'chutz, and the second one is sheni b'chutz. So there you have kares for the second. Well, it's mechutz is man. You're not have kares for the second one. You shechted the first one inside. It's pater umutter, but the second one is mechutz is man. So you wouldn't be have kares. Vasheni b'chutz, but you still have osiv es benai. Oh, a rishon b'chutz. Yishakli the first one b'chutz, Vasheni ba'azara, so Yechayef Osev is b'no. Bein Shah Yushneim Chulin, doesn't matter if they're both Chulin, so if they're both Chulin, if you shecht it inside, it's Aser. If you shecht Chulin inside, like we had in the first Sugis, Shneim Chulin, Ushneim Kachim, Bein Shah Yushneim Chulin Vechud Kachim, Zeh Sheshach Achron Loka, no difference. In all these cases, Zeh Sheshach Achron Loka, Mishum Osev is b'nai.
What about, so the
Shechita
Shadaroy B'si Lindu Hazah, right.
Yeah, so that we had two sugyas. We had that was all not nogeya for us. See, we that was paskin like Reb Shimon. The shailas all kachim called shechita shenaruya. That was like a steer amid beis and amid aleph. One gemara held all kachim shechita shenaruya because this still need the zrika.
Right.
So Taisus says, I kolomid lizuk kizarik dami. So as soon as you do the shechita, it's kizarik dami. So why is it called shechita shenaruya? Reb Shimon holds kolomid lizuk kizarik dami. You remember Taisus two teirutzim.
The
Taisus gives you need the Kabbalah. You'll see the
Kabbalah.
Or he answers that since
the second is very lumdish answer.
Lumdish answer. It's called Shechita Ruya because even though it doesn't take time, but the Shechita doesn't do it. You need the Oymed Lizra. So it's a lumdish. It's called Shechita Ruya because you need Oymed Lizra. Okay, but again, so not the Lalach. That's it's very simple, halacha. Halacha, shchita in rish, shmita. So it doesn't matter inside, outside, kachim. You always chay. Shchita in rish, ma shchita. We're going to get back to the sugin, Gabi Kisei Adam. And isos b'nayagel b'shchita b'vad. Now that's very not simple. The Rambam says in halacha gimel, shalach emotcha, halacha gimel. And isos b'nayagel b'shchita b'vad. Now who wants to tell me two cases, the Chayif Hosim Bino without Shechita.
It was Arifa?
Oh, Arufa. Two cases.
Malika
is correct.
Malika
is about a bird. It's not by Oifis. Malika is a Taurus. It's not by Oifis. It's not by Oifis.
And the other is
Arifa and by.
Let's say you don't shech. You stab it.
So there is a Gemara somewhere in Shas, we quote in the Daf, that by Arifa, Zeo Shechita Asai, Arifa, Sechai Fos by Arifa. It looks like the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam says, Elo B'Shechita. The Rambam doesn't make any exceptions. The other exceptions is pushing off the Seir. So that's also a shechita. That can also be called that at the chiyasel suk zu shechitasa. But the Rambam,
it's impossible for it to happen because it's Yom Kippur, and the next one is going to be at night, and it will follow. Doesn't follow. They doesn't follow the night.
Because we go, yeah.
Right. When can you shech the benoit?
On Yom Kippur, see it in the nisa. Let's see it in the nisa. We don't pass in Karis, it's Kim Levin Ramine. Don't forget that. We don't hold Karis.
It could be an animal that you had to bring on Yom Kippur.
In the morning?
It could be one of those animals.
So you shot the first animal.
For Chalot, you didn't do Shechita. But then it'll be Mutal, Sakana. But you mean take another one. So don't use that one. Anyway, the Rambam makes a rash statement. I saw the Achronim, it's not my own Ha'ara, but it's obvious that this is not so pashut. But there are stiras asugyas. To me, even though it's pashtas ha-gemara, this gemara is against this Rambam, but to me it seems that the Rambam isn't paskin that way. The Rambam would make an exception. Einis is not like Ela b'shechita b'vad. Shenema lo
sishchatu. That's when you shoot the first animal.
Only shechita.
Only shechita.
Or whatever doesn't count.
Right. It has to be both. It could be shechita sheni ruya, but it's got to be shechita. So let's do b'shechita shneim hu ha'isa. B'shechita shneim. Lo sishchatu. The shechita.
It has to be a shechita that removes the veil.
It has to be. B'shechita shneim hu ha'isa. Aval nachar arishon. If you tore its neck, on the snabel b'yadai, or the shechita was not a good shechita like we have. Cases in Eil Trefus, that it's Nevela. If you do one of the five, Shia, Drisa, Chalada, it's Nevela. If you don't do the Shechita, you miss one of those five things. Oh, the Snabiyado, Mutter, Lishkarashani, it's Mutter, because you didn't Shech both in one day. Vechenim Shechra, Rishon, Venacha Hashani. Shech the first one, Nacha Hashani on the Snabiyado, Pater. That's funny, he says Pater, doesn't mean Mutter. Chari means Mutter, right? He says Vechen.
Pater for Isa's Mutter.
And it's mud. You shouldn't write mud pot when you're
not even intentionally mis novel
something. Maybe it means it's about tashchis, you mean?
Right.
Maybe. Okay, next one. Also not so simple. This thing you're going to have this week in Yitz Hashem. Cheresh, Shaita, Vikot. A deaf mute, a Shaita, or a Katnan, Boemba Mitzvah. Shechtu. Beinom Levein Atzman. So the first mission in Chulin, we spoke about Gadol Omer Al Gabav. The Gadol watches. But Beinom Levein Atzmo, so as a Rishon, Mutter, the Schera Shenachem, Shen Shechitas and Shechita. Why? Because Rav, we're going to have the Sugya soon of Rav. Because you go after Rav. And Rav chances are that they didn't Shecht well. Rav times, if it's Gadol Omer Al Gabav, so then it could be kosher, Gadol Omer Al Gabav. But if it's ain, so I worry maybe it was a good shechita. You go after Rav. Rav chances are it's not a good shechita. So
a normal person shechts the second one. We're talking about it.
Right. Hel shachtu. So the second one mutter, a normal person to shechta shen achrem shen shechitas and shechita. Because the sheet of a cheshit cut, rove chances are that's nevela. Now the Rambam says, Hashoich is a region with suffek nevela. The suffek nevela. Shech the one, it's a suffek nevela. Asa lishchot asheni. It's asa to shech the second one. Mi suffek, it's a suffek daraisa. Vim shachar ein aloika. Now I'll tell you a real reason this is not so pashut. When I was studying the Prima Gadims for another shiur, see, I can give you an argument why this should be a vadai, suffing the veil. It should be a vadai nevela.
But
and should be mutter.
Because the calculation.
Safik Shah, Safik Dara, Safik, one of those, all the Safiks in the Gemara. Yeshia B'Mit Basra, all the Safiks in the Gemara. So that's what the Magen Mishnah is, a Pella. The same Pella we had in Rashi a few days ago. Look at the Magen Mishnah, Halacha Zeh. Tama Deino Loke, Shum Davle Asra Safek. So we had a Rashi like that this week, and we said it's impossible. The Birkei Yosef asks, not the Birkei Yosef, the Rosh Yosef, the Prima Gadol, the Rosh Yosef Anchulin, and the Rashash, our favorite Rashash. It's a Safek Issa, you don't get Malkus, not because Hasra is Safek, the same pillar we had on Rashi, we had on this Magen Mishnah. This is Hasra is Safek.
It was Rashi's Kash, years.
No, a different Rashi, not that Rashi. No, it was a day or two before that.
Who are you asking about?
Rashi says, Misafik, asking on the Magen Mishnah. He says, this is a case of Safik Isser. Safik Nevela, it's a Safik Yovan Isser. Even if you're Rabbi Yochanan Paskins, Asra, Safik Shmo Asra. But you don't get Malkus for the Safik Isser. It's a Safik Isser. You don't need Asra, Safik. If it's Safik Isser, you can't give a guy Malkus because of a Safik Isser. Now you say, so it's a Safek Mitzvah given Malkus. So I would say that it's a lav of hitting a yid. You can't say, so maybe you hit a guy, like, you know, it says, Misafek, you can't kill someone. The Gemara says in Babasra, other places, Misafek, you can't execute. Why? Because it says, Vachai, what is the Pasuk, you know, Hachayehu, you know, Gemara brings a Pasuk, Misafek, you can't kill someone. So maybe Misafek, this sheet that holds, you can get Malkus Misafik, just Asra Safik. It lacks Asra, but a Safik is a, you'd give him Malkus if it wouldn't be Asra Safik. That's what it looks like. So you could say, well, Safik Malkus, you give a guy Malkus, but he didn't get Asra, because Asra was Misafik. But for Safik is a, you can give a guy Malkus Misafik. So the answer is you can't, because it's a laugh. So some Chacham asked in the Shia, why don't you say Safik Mitzvah, doicha safek lav. Just like essay doicha loisa say, so you say the safek mitzvah of giving malchus is doicha the safek lav of hitting another yid. But we all know that ben adam lechaveiro, you don't say essay doicha loisa say. If I have a mitzvah of lulav, can I steal your lulav? So essay doicha loisa say. See, essay doicha loisa say. I have a mitzvah, so I have doicha the loisa say of lotig knife. So the Lomdim say, Lomdim, the Mefarshim say, well, if it's Deich, it's not Mitzvah Baba Aveira. It's circular. If it's Esei Deich Alayis say, it wouldn't be an Aveira. So anyway, I couldn't believe that the Magen Mishnah said, like Rashi, that it's Asra Safek. Amazing. Asa Lishas Sheni Veino Loga. Shchita Sheni Ruya Lachila. Shema Shchita. Ah, here's what we don't pass like Reb Shimon. We already know that from Kodshim. Kachim b'chutz b'fnim and chulim b'fnim. The world shechita shein aruya. That's why the Gemara said our Mishnah can't go like Rab Shimon.
Shechita b'chutz is always shechita shein
aruya. Right, kachim b'chutz, chulim b'fnim, shechita shein aruya. Shechita shein aruya lachila shmar shechita lefikach. See, he quotes the whole Mishnah. Rishon sheshachat, the first one you shechted chulim ba'azar, shechita shein aruya. O treifa. Shechita Streifa is a Shechita Shein Aruya. There's a list in the Mishnah. O Shara Nisko. It has nothing to do with the Shechita, but it won't be Matar Lachil. It's Asa Abachil and Hanoa. Vegla Ruf, O Paradum.
Oh, here he says that.
Vegla Ruf and Paradum. Shechita.
Yeah, he's calling it.
Shechita Vegla Ruf and Shechita of Paradum. He means Shechita.
Shechted it,
yeah.
They did Shechted
it. Rishon Sheshachat. Egla Rufa, a paradum. He means shach.
I can reply to the
Gemara. Oh, Frank the Alapuskim. All they talk about like a Mishnah. Beautiful answers. Didn't we say Eina Mishnah? Remember the Gemara took it out. Eina Mishnah because paraduma mifteis agamerach marachasa. So Shechita Ruya, if you find a nicer one.
According to
So some Achrayim say, yeah, that's good according to Reb Shimon. But we hold that Eino Niftis Amar Rachas. Secondly, Reb Shimon holds Kolomid Liftos Kipadu Dami. But we don't hold Kolomid Liftos Kipadu Dami. So it's good it's in this list. It's, according to us, it's Shechita in Aruya. Same thing, Egla Rufa. Why do we exercise it from the Mishnah? Why is Egla, remember what it's Tali in? When does it become us? Ridasal and Nachal or Arifasa? If so, we paskin, it's Yiridasal and Nachal Asrasa. So Egla Rufa is Shechita Shein Aruya. Because as soon as you bring it down to the Nachal, it's us. So it's the Lecha Mishnah, so it answers the Ramah. Now this guy did these things. So now that Shechita is Ein Aruya, but we pass him when it comes to us of his benoi. Shechita is Ein Aruya, Shechita. And he said, pardon, Oshachla Avodah Zarah. You notice the rabbi says the first guy. The first guy, Shechita Avodah Zarah. It's Chai Misa, so what? Uva Achroin, and the second guy, Shechita, check to the mother or the offspring, I raise that like, because Shechita Shein Aruya. But,
the second one gets Malkus.
Second one gets Malkus. The Rambam is going to speak about the case when the second one was Avodah Zarah, the sugya we just had the other day. Yes, the Rambam will speak about the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Shlokesh. V'cheinim Shachar HaRishon is HaEchod. The first one, Shechita Echod, a regular animal. V'cheinu Ach, V'ohachro V'shach, it's a Sheini. A region is a echad.
A second person.
Va'achrain v'shachar is a sheni.
Another person.
Another person. Va'rehu, the second one, is chulin bazaro, sharan nisko. Doesn't matter. As Rambam saying, doesn't matter if it was the first one or the second one. Shechita sheni v'shmar shechita. So if the second one is one of these things, except one, it's v'yavodah zara. Sharan nisko v'aruf of adum ha'reiz aloka. But if the second one shechted lavodah zara, we just had the sugya, right? Shechtu lavodah zara, potter mishamos banoi. Because of kimlei bin rabminei. Shechtu lavodah zara.
When a charashite cotton, does it take away from the tumps nevela?
No, so Rambam paskins it. If there's no one watching him, it's nevela, and it's mutter to shech the second, the mother or the offspring.
Right, because,
right.
Does it take away from the tumas
nevela? No. No, we assume he didn't do it right. He did Chia, Drisa, Chalada, we assume he did it wrong. Rov Chesh is always going to mess it up. The first Mishnah, we spoke about Godel Omen Agabav. The Godel watches its kosher. Shachtel Avod is the second one. Patim Shemosev is benign. Classic Kim Leib Ramine. Shinishai Benavsha. Vim Hisro Mishumah. Raman Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. Not like Reish Lakish. If you warn them, Favodah Zarah is Chag Misa Favodah Zarah. But let's say you didn't warn him about Avodah Zarah. Shechti Favodah Zarah. And you said, if you do that, you'll be Chag Malkus. Shemshumosav is no, Vlisma Bomish Avodah Zarah, like it. Chayev Misas Shagigin, Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, is like, right? Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, makes sense. So Shlokish held that since if you do it the maze, you'd be part of what I call the extension of Kimli Biramine. But we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Now, is this a steer to Tanit Vechizkiah? So I said, maybe not. Maybe Tanit Vechizkiah is only by Misa and Marmine. This is Malkus and Misa.
Right.
So I don't know if, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. But because the steer is in Gemara, if anybody argues on Tanit Vechizkiah. One place the Gemara says nobody thinks of Tanei Chizkiah. Yet we have Tanoim clearly that argue in Tanei Chizkiah. But at least the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan when it comes to Misa and Malkus. That if you don't get Misa, it's Chai Misa shogging him, then you get Malkus for the Osev es Benoi. Okay, now we go to the next sugyas. Who is Osev Benoi? Which animals is Osev Benoi Noyig? Osev Benoi Noyig El Bebeima Torah Bavad. Only cows and Tzon and Bakar, Pema Torah Bavad, kosher animals. There are really only three. You know, the seven chayas listed in the Torah, and the three kosher animals. Seis, Kvasim and Izim, and Shors. Shenem of Shor Va'oseh. There are two kinds of seis. Kvasim and Izim, goats and sheep. Shoroseh, Oso, Vesmenosi B'yomech. V'noig B'kloyim. Okay, now we're going to have some Shver Rambams. This is Geshmak. I know everyone enjoyed that daf, Ayiches, Ayintes, with the Kvi. Now we're going to go over. Some say. I say Kvi. In Yeshiva, I like to pronounce it wrong. In Yeshivas, we said Kvi. I like Kvi. I always say it where they say it in Yeshivas. Yeah. I call it Yavamas, I don't call it Yabmas, and you know, I don't say. I might like to pronounce it because it's what I grew, you know, it's the sounds that I heard in Yeshiva. I can't, I'm not interested in saying it grammatically, you know. So V'noi B'Kloyim. So we had a great debate about this and one of the cases. So we'll see some Shveri Rambams. We're going to have some astounding Rambams in this sugya. So we'll go over the sugya. Very Rambam gives case by case. V'noi B'Kloyim. Ketzad. We paskin it's Noi B'Kloyim. Rabbi Elazar says it's not Noi B'Kloyim. Ketzad. Tzvi Shabal Ha'ez. Now, you know, Pashat, you say, they have, and they had a child. Tzvi Shabal Ha'ez. Shachar Ha'ez Uvna. Tzvi Shabal Ha'ez. There's not an anical. The Tzvi came on an Ez, a female Ez. And they had a baby. The Shachar Ha'ez Uvna Laika. And you shech the Ez and Bna Laika. Because the mother fulfilled age. Sviya boleis. The child, we don't care what the child is called to. Remember the Gemara says, Osav es benai. The mommy has to be Beim. But the kid, we don't care what it is. So shachayis uvna, like, now, I saw one of the Achrenim suggest, look at this giant Lecha Mishnah, goes through the whole thing, but much of it, that the Rambam may hold that a behema can have a baby with a chayit.
Right. Yeah.
The Rambam holds, there's a sheet in the Gemara, it's machlokes in chulin, biologically, can you crossbreed a behema and a chayit?
How can we machlokes? Isn't it like
research? You don't, the Zalim doesn't like machlokes and metzias.
You can't believe how many they produced of all. Of all types of hybrids.
They're able to do it.
You cannot believe how many hybrids.
It can be done, though. You see?
You have to take a look and see if they're one of the behemoth or a chaya, but they even talk about a tzvi and a...
In this case, it's tzvi and a goat. They've tried it.
Somebody tried to talk about it. They argue about it.
So there's a sheet to that hole.
I can show you a picture of it.
That's a sheet to that hole.
It looks like
that when the Rambam says a b'na, tzvi shavah eis, shachah eis b'na, like that if they had a baby, this is not a tzvi, it must be a midmet.
Right.
See, if you hold, they can't crossbreed. So somebody suggests, maybe we'll see why, that the Rambam holds, she's uvna. If the Rambam holds, you know, we don't know what the Rambam holds, but some suggest the Rambam holds, they can't have a baby. So I have a tzvi, have a baby with an A's. That tzvi is a midmet. That tzvi is really a goat that looks like a deer.
Oh. So it's not really a tzvi.
What's the chiddush?
It's a chaya.
That's special.
First of all, right? It's not kelayim then. Rambam is saying kelayim, then it's not kelayim.
Well, there's a
bad example anyway because the mother here is an aiz.
That's
special. Right. The mother's an aiz. Al aiz shabolat tzvi. Now we get to aiz shabolat tzvi. The father's a goat and the mother's a deer. Ezabalatzvia, female deer. Also lishchait Isa Espina.
Why?
All the Achram, look at the Vilna Goyin, he says, they shry. Sofkovita kola paiskin. Aval Ez. The Gra, the bottom Gra says, Sofkovita kola paiskin. Why is this aser? You're shechting a tzviya mutter. So the truth is that Medayik in one Gemara says butter. So butter vice versa is aser. Here the Rambam paskes eis shabolat tzviya aser lishchir osaves binah. So one answer to this mystery why is the theory I told you. That the theory is if they had a baby, that tzviya may be a goat. That would answer this why it's lechatchila us.
Or you can say choshen lezerab, no?
No, but he doesn't hold
no.
The first case.
Yeah. Well, we're going to soon see if they're out. That's the next halach we'll discuss by choshen lezerab. See, he would not have a middle generation. He is shechting a full-fledged tzviya. The mother is a tzviya. He's shechting a tzviya, and the Ram says it's asa. In shechet in aloka, asa lishchos lisbinah, pella. All the Rishonim argue with this. The imshachar ain't a loka.
If it's a goat, it should be loka.
What?
According to you, if it's a goat, it should be loka.
Well, it may be a nidma, maybe not. Maybe the father was a nidma. How do you know which one is the nidma?
What's
the suffer? Well, if a behemah can't have a child with a chaya, so one of them is a nidma. Maybe the goat is the nidma.
Well,
Maybe the goat is really a deer. Maybe the deer is really a goat. The mother has to be a para v'lot tzviya ubna. You notice he says bna. We don't care what the ben is. The ik is the mother has to be a para. Para v'na satara l'tzviya ubna.
You are listening to benstorah.com.
Is this true when it's reversed also, when you check the child and then the mother? So the ik is what the mother is. Doesn't matter which one you do first, right?
Right.
Now we'll get to the sugya of kvi. With the einachlach. Ha'isa basa tzviya hazois nekev. Okay, Haisa, it's also going to be shvera. But there'll be a shvera guide. Keep your antennas up. Haisa bas hatzviya azois nekeva.
Definition of bas
hatzviya. What? The goat.
Bas hatzviya.
Yeah, there's a goat. We're talking about a goat married. It's a female deer, and the deer had a girl. The child was a girl. Haisa bas hatzviya azois nekeva. V'yolda ben. So now we have the three generations. Now we have the sugi of chayshin nezerav. And they gave that. Okay, let me get it again, right? The bubby was a tzvia, and the daughter gave birth to a female daughter, which is a mixture, which is, let's learn Parshat Shat, not like this funny raid. We'll learn like the classic. It's a hybrid. The mother's a tzviya, the father is a goat. V'shachas an akeva, bas ha-tzviya, v'espina, loike. Why? Because chayshishin lezera ha'av. So this female, even though the mother is a tzviya, but we hold chayshishin lezera ha'av. And miktsas. Loike. Even because we hold chayshishin lezera ha'av. Now, if you're not sure of Choshen Lezera Av, then you won't get Malkus. If he says get Loike, you have to say, for sure we hold for Choshen Lezera Av. You can't say we're Mesupik. Remember we said they both are Mesupik right. If Choshen Lezera Av. But it's a big Machloike, it's out of Paskin. It looks like from the Rambam that he says Loike, that he holds for sure Choshen Lezera Av. Yet, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to learn in Rambam shortly that you're not Chai for father and son, not like... We don't pask, what's his name, like Chananya, what's his name?
Chananya.
We paskin, you're only chai for the mother and the child, even though we hold Choshen Mezerav. We always thought that's the machlokes. Chananya holds Choshen Mezerav, and we hold Ein Choshen Mezerav.
Even though the pasuk says, Oso V'Yespamai.
Yeah, so we forget about it. Right. Oso, only on the mother, even though it says Oso. That was Chananya's argument. So I said, so how can we hold the only chayv and the mother if we hold Choshen Mezerav? The answer is, Mishakorach Achra Achra. We're going to see three svaras. We have three svaras in our chayv on the father. Either in Choshen Mezerav or B'no Korach Achra. So we hold, it has to be B'noi Mishakorach Achra if it's not Korach Achra with the father. Right. But we hold, the Rambam seems to hold Choshen Mezerav for sure. So what he holds Choshen Mezerav. So why don't you chayv on the father? Because of a different drasha. Not because ain't Choshen Mezerav, because Misha Beno Korach Achrav. And it's only Korach, it's called Beno. Beno means that there's this bond, there's son and mother.
Can you
read
that thing?
It's all kosher, he's all kosher Adam. It's glad kosher. Now we're going to have Kelayim, both Behemoths. This is obvious. V'chein Kelayim Abba, Minakevis Uminayis. Ah, this is... No behemoth, the highest. This is a for real. This is a kelayim of two behemoths. Say chay for kelayim. V'chein kelayim abam and keves umimin eis. Both the issers on both mother and father. Behemi keves umimin eis. Behemi keves umimin eis imakavsa. Doesn't matter. Loika shemos says, but no. Ayat kelayim. So what? There's a nisach. Would anybody argue on this? It could be nobody would argue on this.
It's
because b'manavsha. Oh, you mean Shita Roya? Means right. Shita Ruya. Yeah, well, even Tzviya and Kriya is all Motabachil. What's the difference?
Right.
I mean, even one is a deer.
It doesn't answer.
Right.
One is a deer and one is a behemoth. Okay, that's for that sugya. Nice. What was Shvera and Roya? That was the Raya that Rambam holds, Vadei Choshen Zerav. So that's Lachaira Raya. That's what the Achrayim deal in Halacha Tes. Because Rambam says, even though the father was the tayish, you still get malchus. So he must hold vaday choshen zera. Halachia muta lishchas hamuberes. This is very important. There's a lot of shechta muberes.
And there is a
baby inside. The mother and the child. So all the achrayim, the klichemda, all the achrayim, the klichemda, the lebedik. This is a raya. When you shech the mother, it's a shchit on the uber. If it wouldn't be a shchit on the uber, who cares? So mutar shisam uberes.
Why?
Are you shechting the mother and the baby inside the same moment? So Rabban Paskins uber evim ima u uber echima.
So
the Akhrayna bring a raya from here. Are you over Osis Vino if you do that once? Let's just set the mother exactly the same time. You're over Osis Vino. Shulchan Aruch talks about this.
Two people.
Right. Two people. Why same exact time.
Why is it called a Vino? It's an Uber. An Uber is not. So, why is it so obvious that an Uber is a Vino?
If you hold, the Gross says, brings rayas, we pass an Uber very Mimach. If you hold Uber Lev Yerech Imahu, you'll be over. It's a raya that if you shech them both at once,
no, I know, but I'm saying that's
the raya
of the
Achrayna.
It's not obvious that Uber.
You shech to the mother. You shech
that's another time. That's a different time.
Who says you need? What do you need two maisa shechita?
It's not a banal.
You shech in one day, the mother and the offspring.
What do you need two maisa? To be born.
You're not getting malchus twice here. It's not like the sugi with simchas rabbanan.
No, I understand that, but it's even one maisa shechita.
So the achrayim being arrived from here, see the shechita takes about two people shechted at the same time. So I noticed the achrayim. To be held efshel tzamtim, the Rambam Paskins, even the Adam E efshel tzamtim. It's impossible to shech two at the same time. But lelu yitzur.
We don't know which is higher.
But let's say you shech them at the same time, academically. Would there be an answer? So here you have two at the same time. Here you're shechting two at the same time. Yet the Rambam says you're only not chayiv because uber yerechima.
So what's the case of Ben Shul according to the Rambam?
It's the same
thing.
It's a virtual shechita anyway.
It says biyomecha. It doesn't say after.
Uber yerechima.
It doesn't say. It says biyomecha. It doesn't say one has to be after the other.
Let's say
so obviously it's simultaneous. It doesn't matter.
I know somebody speaks about. You're asking uber. You're asking Ben Bekus. What are you asking?
What's the case of Ben Bekus? Always uber yerechima.
You mean if Ubi Yerachima, what's the Chiddush? You mean what's the Chiddush of Ben Bekua? It's like if the thigh would stop running around, the animal has a thigh, and the thigh starts running around.
The animal's walking around, that's the Chiddush.
But when you shechted, it was part of the mother.
Right,
exactly. You had a Rashi. There was a Rashi who said that. When we had a Brisk Rav, we had a Lamdash Shishir, and we spoke about this a little bit. We had a Lamdash Shishir on this point.
Last week, no?
Maybe 2 weeks ago, last week.
First of all,
Ben Bekua. See, Rashi said, what was that Rashi? We have a Gemara's Chulin here. We have a whole shot.
Can I comment on the simultaneous? It can't be a problem. The Pasuk, it doesn't have to say one has to be after the other.
Right.
It has to be the same day. So that's not a problem. Yeah. That's never
so
a
that,
problem.
So this is a Raya. They bring this Raya from the Rambam. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, you can't shech two at the same time. Even at the same time, they're also.
But Rashi you don't know who you're Mechayev. It's not at the same time. Who are you Mechayev? It's always how short of suffering.
That's a good point.
Because you can't be Mitzamzim, so it's a...
Yes, it's a suffering which one shechted first.
Right. And even if they're both warned, it's not because if you hold on, so it's
one 120 and the other 120. That's right.
You put one on top of the other and you whip them both like
that. You know what's so good? You know when we discussed this, and this is, they talk about in this Rambam, if the mother's a treifa, sugya and ayin hair. If you check the treifa, there's a fetus inside. So it's not matter the fetus. Why not? The mother's a treifa. The fetus is not a treifa. If you checked, this is what we had the sugya. We gave Ian Shulam. Of Chatzko, we had Dain Abramsky.
Right. Mother's a treifa. Before
mother's a treifa. No, a pregnant treifa.
Before you shechted, it was a treifa. Yeah. Or you found out it was a treifa.
Doesn't matter.
Brisker Rav.
Why does it matter?
Dain Abramsky and the Brisker Rav
really
argue why it's not mutter. Why it's not mutter?
That the shechita is not a good shechita. The Brisker
Rav. Is it because the shechita is not
good? No, the shechita is not good. That was the case.
So Rashi said.
Correct.
So the Brisker Rav invoked the Rashi and I made Beisach Chulin. Ton shechita, the Uber needs shechita. Atir bachila. The b'shchitas ima treif and a nitter dim kain have like echad meiv erel. Rashi says, in Cain, you want to be matred b'shita, it's echem beverel, but the mother's a treifa.
That's right. So then it can't be.
So again, like the Rambam, again, Rashi said the Brisker pointed this out, that this is, Rashi brings in echem beverel, like one of the limbs. If you want to be matred b'shita, it's got to be one of the limbs. Dain Abramsky holds, like the other side, that the Uber is mutter, because the heter of the mother goes for the Uber.
Right.
It's not like a shech in the Uber. It's the heter. Kovat exerts a custom. Kovat payment of him. That's a bag of Brahms.
You
see, you can't say Kovat payment of Chelu. What do you want, a Gemara? What? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can show them. We have a shas here. Somebody was had Rachmanis. I'm giving shia. I'm looking for Gemara. So some tzaddik bought us a shas. So we said after he left empty-handed. So it's amazing, Rambam, right? And the Gra, I see the Gra. He learns this is classic Uber Yerachima. It's a Shailan Shas. It's a big Tyson Tamura, giant Tyson. The Paskin, Uber Yerachima, Lav Yerachima. It's like Sugya's all over Shas. So the Gra, if you look at the Gra here, he says, Drab Yochan Sfilah B'Tamura, Uber Lav Yerachima, Isos of Sham.
Could you address another point that I'm making?
That would say, no, so David, first you have to address David's point. Let's address David's
point. I'm a coin, I go first.
Oh, okay. But he has to first. 100%. Okay, what's your point?
No. I'm saying that, is it
obvious? Yeah. I'm just kidding. Pulling rank.
Is it obvious that Oysavis Benoy applies to an Uber? Even if it's not
Yerachim. Yeah, that's
even Uber. It's Uber, it's never born. It wasn't born.
We had a Sugya, let me remind you, let me jostle your memory.
Yeah.
We had a Sugya, where was that
probably
Sugya?
Never knew it.
So we had a Sugya, yeah. If an Uber is called a Beim, Lagabi Tamura, if an Uber is called a Beim. So that's a Tzvi. See, he's thinking, he doesn't know exactly, but it's in his brain. So we had a sugya, because an Uber called a Behema.
There was also
Shabbat. Meimirim Uberim, Beivarim, Eivarim, Beuberim, Uberim, Tamur is on Behema. Is an Uber called a Behema? We had a sugya like that. Now, it didn't say that sugya is totally an Uber Yachim or not. So Tzvi is arguing, maybe
but obviously they hold that it is, because you see that they're taking it for granted.
So the Rambam, this is the Rambam. Rambam says, Achilish muta lishchait es hamuberes, meshiyava besamach. And he says, and why? Because uver eber mi'imo. So the Achronim, so David is asking, if you hold Uber Yerachimo, so what's the chiddush of Ben Pekur? Ben Pekur is muta b'shchitas ima. If it's the thigh of the mother, so we learned the whole sugya Ben Pekur. But if you're going to consider the Uber the thigh of the mother, we paskin, the Gara says, we paskin Uber Yerachimo. So of course the Uber is mutter, it's the thigh of the mother.
Didn't we have two shitas in the...
No, we had the ninth month. We have
the ninth month, but we say there were four... there were four
semen. Right. If you
that's why the treifa.
Yeah, like if the mother's a treifa, can you stick your hand in shech the Uber? Arba semenim. Yeah.
Right.
So we said yes, you can shech the semenim. Say it's mashem Uber is a behemah itself.
Right. Know.
The fact that I think we paskin you arba semenim.
Right.
You can shech the semenim of the Uber, so you see an Uber is a behemah there.
Right. It's not.
But we paskin Uber Yerachimus. I'm confused. See, this confused me.
Does it need kisur adam as well?
Yeah, let's see. Let's do the Rambam first. He's on. Yeah.
Does the baby need kisur adam?
Not if you're shechta.
The Uber.
If you say no.
You're not shechta. Yeah. You only need kisur adam if you're shechta. Tuba doesn't need shechita.
But you do shechita for the mother.
You do kiss a dam and the.
You don't do kiss on a baim anyway. Yeah. You only do it on the
right. Motor lishchas hamuberes. Uber. That's next pair. Kiss a dam Yitzchak. Stay tuned the next week. Next week we'll have a shiur and kiss a dam.
Forgot about him. Now he has a question. What was his question?
No, I went over. We went over. I went over it again. Chapter right. Motor lishchas hamuberes. Uber ever meimu v'im yotza uber chai ah ben pekua. Vimyat Uber Chai Acha Shitasa Vihifris Alakarka Remember this din, Maris Sayin Midrabbonan, if Hifris Agabi Kapra, if he puts his points, the Apika din, we paskin, it's Mutter Ben Pakur, even right. 5 years later. But it's a Drabbonan, Maris Ayin, if his paws hit the ground, Hifris Agabi Kaka, if his paws hit the ground, Ein Shach Subyam Echot, Vinshachar Ein Loke, because Midrabbonan, you need Shchita. So it's not Midaraisa, it's not Shechita Midaraisa, but since Midrabbonin you need Shechita by Hifrisal Kapi Karka, so it's Aser, you can't do it because Midrabbonin it needs Shechita, so Midrabbonin it's a Shechita, Vim Shachar Ein Oloka, because it's only Midrabbonin.
Yes,
well, Isa says, well, you want to know if a Chai, if this would be by a Chai, would you have, if Midrabbonin needs Shechita, Midrabbonin does it need Kisi Adam?
That's right.
If midrabbanan you need shchita, on the Uber do you need
maybe
isos is no noy bin kavas shezeh ben avada. Raman throws nothing left field. The Raman says isos no noy bin kavas shezeh ben avada. Another svara, third svara. We ask Raman pask choshim zerav. So you can't say we hold in achayv on the father and the son. We say in choshim zerav. The Raman pask in choshim zerav vada. So he says, so why not chayv on only on the mother? Because you know who the mother is. Shezeh ben avada. No. He said, no, you mean the cave, Shezeh ben avada.
It doesn't go like Rev Beilus go after the father.
But he says, if you know the Shezeh of it, vada. But let's say you do know.
How do you know that?
In the cage. In the cage.
You only have one of each.
Two in a cage, a male and a female in a cage. Pesasurim, like the Mar says in Misabre Sasurim, Shezehu Vavadai. Ein Shoch Shem Biom Echad. Vim Shochar Eino Loika. Shadav a Safek, Inog Bischarm Ein Noik. The Rambam says it's a Safek if it's Noik Bischarm. See, it's a big, we mentioned the Tosis. It's a big shayla out of Paschim, like Hananya and the Rabbanim. So the Rambam says, like, usually you're the Chayiv because you don't know who the father is, like a Nusvar. And he says, but if you do know who the father is, an unusual case. So it's a suffix. Now, what is the suffix? Imnoig bischar. Now, don't tell me the suffix is if choshim zera av, because that would contradict the Rambam Halach and Tess.
Right.
So you have to learn the suffix is b'no korach achrav. If you dashim b'no korach achrav, that's what you have to learn. Imnoig bischar ma'in noig. How do you dashim b'noi that it's only by korach achrav? That's the suffix. That's how you have to learn. That's mevurbip mefarsh. Hashaykh is apart. Now we get to Sumchas. But we don't paskin like Sumchas, and don't worry. All the loneliness with Sumchas, we don't paskin like Sumchas. The art scroll was Mechav, and I found it. Tosis Rid, I didn't find it. The art scroll found it. The Gemara says that Sumchas holds only by two bodies, Yeshech, the grandmother, and then the grandchild, and then the middle generation. So Sumchas holds, Yechav Traisus, Gufus, Mechlakus. So what about Yiran Noshe from two different bodies? Why isn't that called Gufus, Mechlakus? So I was mitzvahing. So the Tosis read, before an art scroll, the Tosis read. But I asked on that, when you shecht an animal, it's also not a law.
No, but it would be the same thing, a piece of meat from two different animals. A piece of steak from two different animals. And you do it, but you don't get malchus twice. Sure. It's not called guf. It's not called guf.
No, the question
it's
is, why is...
certain cases.
Yeah, so the question is, why is this called guf mechlokim if it's the grandmother and it's one issa? It's one issa. The issa is also benai. It's being caused by two different animals.
Where do we see gufus mitlachos by behemoths? Only see it by people.
But in this sugya chulin, Sumchas, the Gemara said, maybe the Gemara's misupik. Sumchas only is get twice malchus because here it's the mother and the offspring that are causing the issa to shech the middle generation.
So it's one.
It's gufin mechulak. The Gemara calls that gufin mechulak. Each one, Yechai Malkus. He means with two Hasras, right? He doesn't say it, but he means one and the other. Chai twice, two Hasras.
Why do you need two Hasras?
Because both. Always when you do two Averis, Bezach has that Mishnah in Malkus, we kept on falling back on. You need Hasras to be Machalik. If you want a guy drunk, drink wine, and he drinks wine all day, he gets Malkus once. It's a Machalikus Rashi and Tosfos in Malkus. Why, if you want another, don't drink wine. and he drinks wine all day. He only gets malchus once.
Because you could have forgotten.
That's Rashi's sheet. Tosfos' sheet is you need hasra'is mechalkus. It's only one naveira because you need another hasra to be mechalik, like by a carbon, like I said in the daf, just like by a carbon b'shoyig halamas and mechalkus. By a mezid, the Gemara compares a corollary between carbonus and malchus. So it looks like it's the same lamdas. Just like carbonus, you need halama to be mechalik. By mezid, you need hasra'is to mechalik. Rashi and Maka says you may have forgotten. You know, 2 seconds later, you have a bad memory. You forget. If they deeper, you forget. Okay, so he says, "Ashochas b'avach, ashochas shtei bana, loike shtei malchus, shochas bana chaim yokeitz." You shechted the two offsprings. Shachta loike achas.
Why? Because that's a one.
Would anyone simchas argue on this? That's not so. Yes, and Rashi says yes, but many say no. Rashi says, there are two causes why you can't shech the mother. What's the difference of Rashi? Very logical.
How many asrots are here? Only one.
What?
Only one asrot. Don't shech the mother. You don't have two asrots.
You have
one
asrot.
So how can you have an
avamin
to
make
two
malchus?
You shech the
asrots
of one child and another one.
Well, it's like simchas. The avamin would be like simchas. That since there are two causes.
But it's one asrot.
Yeah, but the two causes. But it's guf and mechulakim. Simchas, we don't hold to this far. But simchas holds guf and mechulakim is mechayim. It's not a hav, I mean, it's simchas is shita. According to Rashi.
Has effect on two animals.
You know, it's this is created by two different animals. Shechted this animal, two offsprings.
So what's the difference? What's the sort that they're different?
Oh, so what's the svarts difference? I found in the Magid Mishnah. What's the svarts difference? So I was confused a little because I mentioned the daft, and the difference is one is a mother, one of mothers is a son, and one is a son and a mother.
Same relationship. It's a
because
it's a mother
even
and
though
child.
It's the same issa, what is son and mother? Mother is a mother and a
son.
Here they're both son and mother. Yeah. It's two animals causing leads to son and mother. It's here it's children. The grandmother and the grandchild calling it's the mother and son and son and mother. Even though it's the same issa, son and mother, mother and son. Who told you that? It's an isser. Every morsel you eat is another isser.
Right. Why?
But you only get malchus once. You don't confuse isser and malchus. To get malchus twice, you need to make
him.
Mazda doesn't say it's Mazda to get malchus, you have to warn him every time he drinks
right. But the isser is constantly going?
Yes.
Yes.
So
it's the same
thing. Yes. Like when you do it. No, it's not different. Like, it's classic. Yeah.
Okay.
Now he goes to the case, the other case, with the grandmother and the grandchild. Shachta Zbita is Bas Bita. Shachta Vesbita. Well, no, first he goes to
Shachta.
Grandmother, child, and grandchild. Lokashtayim. See, each one. Yeah. Shachta Vesbita. This was the case of Simchas. Shechted, this is the case Mefurish with Simchas argues. Shechted the grandmother and the grandchild, and then you shechted the middle door. Shechted Vesbas Ben Bita. Vach Shechted Es Abbas. Look Achas. So we don't hold like Simchas.
Ben Hu
Ben Acher. He's the one or a different one. Sham Shechted Beimus. Zayim is Abbas. Ubala did. Came to court. Who gets the rights to Shecht first? Mishnah. Zeshech Lokach Rishon Yishchet Rishon. I bought it first. Do you remember Rashi there? Because I noticed one of the Achronim asked, Rashi quoted Tosefta. If I buy an animal from you, so if you sell me an animal, so I can shecht it, you can't say, send him a note, oh, by the way, you can't shecht it today because I'm shechting the mother today. If you sell an animal, that means you're...
sells all the rights that you have.
You're relinquishing rights.
You're giving him rights to sell it today. So that Rashi says, that's why the
first one
gets it first. because Mamarich Rishon Lasheni, the seller. So I noticed what the Achronim is. The Rambam leaves out that Tosefta. No, he didn't. That's the reason for this din.
But you have two sellers.
That answers why the Rambam left it out. That Rashi.
There are two sellers, then it's different.
Two
sellers.
Right. That's correct.
And whoever's first
sold it, he sold the rights to Shechter first.
It doesn't say from one seller.
Right.
Chaim is asking, that would be very good if the Rambam said from one seller.
Same seller.
The Rambam Shalach who's Shtei Behemoth. Same Abbas who bought the din.
He has some time to.
Somebody's first. But Chaim is just saying that Rashi's explanation only works if you bought it from one seller. But the Rambam doesn't say he bought it from one seller. Very good point. Then he says, I asked in the daf. The daf says, Zariz v'nischar. He's Zariz that he's. He did it first. And in this guy can eat meat. The other guy can't eat flesh. It's till tomorrow.
Why is this guy?
I said he's a ganif. When are you giving this guy a compliment? He's a ganif. Rabbi doesn't say Zarz in this. He's a ganif. He's the other guy has the rights first. You took away his rights. He's a ganif. So that's why I is standing about. He's a ganif.
Why is he a ganif?
He took away this other. He took away my rights.
I buy another piece of meat.
He stole my rights. I have a right to shechta today. By you shechting it, I'm not saying you'll be liable money for this.
Right.
But at least grum. So you're a ganif. Grum a ganif. Zeich a ganif. V'mkod ba'sheni v'shachat zacha. Because you're zacha. The Yamtim Arishin Ad Lamacha. The Rambam doesn't give any compliments, but right. The Rambam changes. The Rambam doesn't say the Achronim is. The Gemara says Zoros v'Nischar. The Rambam left it out. It could be he had mine and like.
Why is it Chetan?
Why is he?
He jumped ahead and shouldn't have.
So what do you want to do to him? Shoot him.
They shechted already.
What can we do?
Yeah, the problem is also being
but enough. I think the Rambam doesn't compliment him. Zoros v'Nischar.
You can pay a knas, like if somebody steals somebody's mitzvah.
Okay, next Mishnah, fascinating Mishnah.
Right.
Yeah, we'll finish. Quickly, we'll finish. I said tonight we'll go over the Oseus Minog, the whole parah. Yudal, we're at the end of the last blot. Finish the whole parah, Rabbi Say. Machayin Rambam. In less than an hour. Good chazar. That's why I decided tonight. I was saying, what should I give a shir? And I said, let's chazar. You know my shit. Let's go. You got to inform. You have to say, so you have to say, Kvar machati pito ima. What does it mean? La'acher. I'm reading it wrong. La'acher.
La'acher. Shishchatana.
Now, the reason why the Rambam says shishchatana. Yeah, this could be lefnei iver, or it could be mekach tois. La'acher shishchatana. If you didn't say shishchatana, maybe he's using it for plowing.
Something else, right?
Yeah, who says he's shechting it? Somebody asked me for meat. K'day shiyam b'zach l'shchat l'macher. This would be lefnei iver, correct? They learned every 4 days, erv yom tavachon shel chag. I tied it in the shir. Rashi says it's a big simcha shmir atzeres, and says, "Hey, simchas teira more than the first day sukkis." It's chag b'fnei atzmo. I said that's a remnant to simchas teira. You see, in this mission, there's a special simcha on the 8th day of sukkis.
And the first day of sukkis.
So there are two answers. Rashi's mashma because this is special the shmir atzeres. The other achrayim learn you're too busy rishonim, too busy with answering in the sukkah to get. Maybe not. They didn't shecht, I guess. Ve'yom tov rishon. There's no. What's the mitzvah to eat meat on Shabbos?
Chicken.
Ve'erev yom tov rishon shem Pesach. First day erev Pesach. Ve'erev atzeres shvuos. Ve'erev Rosh Hashanah. Interesting.
Doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosef Lili.
Which Rabbi Yosef Lili?
At the Galil, they used to shecht on.
Erev Yom Kippur. He didn't paskin the fifth one. Not like Rabbi Yosef Lili. We never paskin like the Yachid. But ma'adim shor shalach achrayna. Neck was lichnos v'yabesov ayom shochet ata. It was the end of the day. He sees the guy's in a rush. The Rambam learns it's only if you see that this guy is buying to shech that he's shalak b'achron of neck was lichnos v'yabesov ayom the end of the day shochet ata. So he says, Raivin says it's not the end of the day, beginning of the day. It means a day before. Remember Revach?
Right.
By Revach B'Yoyim. See, Rambam didn't learn like the Raivat. You and I learned like the Raivat. The Rambam learned.
No, he's buying it because he doesn't want shecht at night. He can't shecht at night. He's got to get.
So you see, he's in a rush. He's going to shecht that day. But if not, you don't assume he'll shecht that day. Maybe he'll shecht tomorrow. You don't have to tell him. That's how the Rambam learns, but the Raivat learns the Gemara like we learned it. Hamor chaseim lechasim esabas lekala. So, tzarech laodiyon. There you know the shechting the day of the wedding. I notice the Mechaber says a frumkeit whenever Shulchan Aruch speaks about this at length. How much you have to worry, and he says, well, if you didn't, you don't have to worry. But if you're a big zayir in Averis, you should always check, make sure if there are a lot of mothers and offspring in that lot, you should make sure. Yomechra meposus benoi, yomechra tzvayomo lechach halayla. The day follows the night. First one was Tchisla Revi, Tuesday night. Shashena Tchisla El Chamichi, till Wednesday night. Shachar Rishon B'Sof Yom Revi, Kol Min HaShmashos. 5 minutes apart. You can shift them 5 minutes about the end of Kodim Min HaShmashos. Shachar Rishon Tchisla El Chamichi. It can be an hour, 10 minutes apart. It's different days. Shem Rishon Ben Ashmashas. Let's see, the first one was Ben Ashmashas. Shalel Chamishi. So it's dusk. Lo Yishchar Hasheni Adlel Shishi. You can't do it till Friday night. Shal Ben Chamishi in Eloka, because it's a Safek.
It doesn't really have anything to do with Rachmanis, if that's the case. Should have to
10 minutes later, if it has Rachmanis, the rules don't make sense.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.